The Jets look to climb north of 500 for the first time in 2017. Ethan Greenberg and Eric Allen here for the two-minute drill, bringing you three storylines as the Jets travel to Cleveland this weekend. EA, the green and white on a two-game winning streak right now. What needs to happen in order for this team to carry its momentum?
They got
to
find a way to win on the road. We saw early in the season they lost a close decision to Buffalo, and then they lost by a large amount in Oakland. But they thought they grew up in Oakland, and they certainly showed that in week three. They were dominant against the Miami Dolphins. Then what they did in week four was they responded to adversity after blowing a late lead to Jacksonville. They took away an overtime victory. Todd Bowles stressed this week that this team has to find a way to close games, and they'll be facing an opponent in Cleveland who's going to be very hungry for a first victory of 2017.
Starting quarterback Josh McCown and linebacker DeMario Davis, kind of a homecoming for these guys.
It certainly is. Josh McCown completing 70% of his passes. He warned early this week, we cannot take this Browns team lightly. He was there the last couple seasons, and he is the leader in that locker room. I think the guys will follow his lead there. On the other side of the ball, DeMario Davis is playing great football right now. 49 tackles through four games. He's on pace for nearly 200 stops. He's been very instinctive. I think he's reading the play well, and the Jets have been an improved defense overall. Number 56 has a large hand in that.
DeMario, of course, played that Mike linebacker position last year for the Browns, a role that he's filling this year for the Jets. EA, I want to touch on some of the newcomers. A lot's been talked about Jermaine Kearse and Jeremy Curley. How about some of the defensive guys?
Well, Coney Ealy had four PDs. That was a franchise record against Jacksonville, and an interception. Terrence Brooks is leading the team with two interceptions. And then at the outside linebacker spot, how about David Bass? He leads the team with two sacks. These all have been late additions, and you got to credit the personnel department and the coaching staff for their work with these guys.
All right, there you have it. Three storylines as the Jets travel to Cleveland to play the Browns, looking to extend their winning streak to three games. For Eric Allen, I'm Ethan Greenberg.